And I want to ask Bruce if he could join us now. And I want to ask you a couple questions, Bruce. One of the concerns that I had when I was putting this event together was the impact that it would have on my brand. You're the branding expert, and I was concerned that I would go out there raising money for my wife and that it might muddy the water on my brand. What do you think the impact has been on me about my brand?
I think anytime you include personal stories and you get people to know you better, they have more interest, not less, with doing business with you. I'll give you a very quick example. I would write my blog post every week. You know, I write it on business issues and on branding issues. Mm-hmm. One week I had nothing to write about, and there was something in my life that really ticked me off. And I remember I had written a little rant, really just for myself, but I saw some parallels to some crisis management things, so I wrote about it. And I was amazed, and posted it as my blog, and I was amazed by what great response I got. That happened two or three times when it dawned on me that people are interested in the personal relationship with the folks they do business with. So on the one hand, and just to be not too mercenary about this, you don't want them to feel like the only reason you're telling them this is because your hand's out and you're looking for something. But on the other hand, everybody has issues. Everybody has their cross to bear. Everybody has their albatross around their neck. You pick whatever metaphor you like. And so when they hear that someone like Jim Fried, who has this incredibly successful radio show, who has this incredibly successful real estate and lending business, and is doing all these amazing things, and is at a very aspirational position for them, wow, I want to be like him. Wow, I want to do what he's doing. To hear that you have stones in your passageway, just like they do, humanizes you, and it builds a stronger relationship. I'm all for it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, because it was a concern of mine to go out there. And it's really about raising awareness for an issue that really doesn't get much visibility. There's lots and lots of people that die every year because they couldn't get a kidney transplant. There's lots of people that go wanting for a kidney. And everybody was born with two of them, one to give and one to keep and one to share.
Oh, that's a great line. I like that very much. That overcomes a lot of people's objections, doesn't it? And remember, the folks who are listening, they may not have a family member with that issue, with kidney failure, with dialysis, but they have a family member with something.
Oh, yeah.
And so what it says is there is a way that I can deal with this. And here's an icon of mine. Here's Jim Fried, who's doing all these amazing things. Look what he's doing here. And that becomes a lesson for them, and it becomes a much better way of them building a relationship with you.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. That's just a little bit of what Bruce is going to be sharing in the next half hour, because we're going to talk with Bruce about the fact that you can be anything you want to be in today's world with all the technology. Bruce, just a little quick taste on that.
Well, I was writing my blog post actually this week, and it dawned on me that all the things that my clients used to complain about that they could not do, they couldn't afford advertising, they couldn't afford video editing, they couldn't afford all of these different technologies, nowadays, not only can you afford them, they don't cost anything. They're free. And so many of the barriers to success that we used to see have gone away. And there's so many opportunities to overcome that. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about. How to take advantage of the technologies that are out there, how not to have to reach into your pocket, and how to build your business doing that.
Wow. Usually at this point, I say, make sure to stay with us around the break after traffic, because we're going to have something that we're going to talk about that's going to help you make more money today. I think Bruce did that for me. Bruce, high five to you, man.
High five. Don't knock over the equipment when you do it.
All right.
Bam.
All right. We're going to go a little early to break. That means we'll come out of break a little early. Regan, take it away. We're going to have a great second half of the show with my personal icon of branding, technology, and just great stuff, Bruce Turkel. Stick with us. We may even get him to pull out his. You got your harmonica this time?
They're in the car. I didn't.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, it is a 3-minute break, Bruce. Okay, Regan, take it away.